When Rachel Tinney realized her brother Josiah had moved beyond prescription pain pills to heroin, she tried begging him, using her other brother's death to reach him.
I actually said to him, Josiah, you know, people are getting bad stuff and not realizing it, and they are dying. I said, and I am so afraid that I'm going to be burying another brother, and I just can't do that. And I cried, and he said, Ray, no, it's okay. You won't. I promise that won't happen. And within days, he was dead.
Next month marks the second anniversary of Josiah's overdose. Rachel's other brother, David, died when he was 17 and she was 24.
He was very depressed, and he took his own life. And that was the day after 9/11.
A sudden, unexpected death offers no time for goodbyes or professions of love. It's like a punch to the stomach, leaving people breathless and sometimes desperate for answers. Families of heroin addicts often talk about their fear they'll one day get a phone call with the worst of news or a knock at the door.
They came to the door and told me that he had been found dead from heroin overdose. And of course I, you know, sobbed and sobbed. And I then told them that I needed to go see my brother.
Rachel didn't want to be left with questions. She had to know if it was an accident. So she told the officers she was a registered nurse and pleaded with them to take her to her brother. And they did.
They allowed me that courtesy. And it definitely was an accident.
With growing frequency, families are experiencing the pain that comes with a sudden death from a drug overdose.
I've heard that from many, many families.
That's Patricia Mitrokostas, the director of prevention at the Drug and Counseling Center, Gosnold, Cape Cod.
That people offer their sympathy, but they've often are offered, they're at peace now. You don't have to worry about them anymore. I mean, as though that's supposed to be a consolation to a parent who's just lost a child. That, to me, speaks to the lack of knowledge about the disease and how it's not a choice.
Mitrokostas says people should treat an overdose death the same as they would any other death. A loss is a loss, she says. And it's worth remembering that the families may have already been going through a grieving process, as they've watched a person trapped in the disease and seemingly losing their core values.
The families see them disintegrate, oftentimes quickly, other times slowly. I think the families see something happening, and they see that person that they love slipping away, and an absolute grieving process goes with that.
People often talk about the stigma that's associated with a drug overdose. People can react strangely. Sometimes they don't attend services or reach out because they're uncertain what to say. Other times, rather than offering the comforting words they typically would, people act like the person chose to die.
How did they die? Well, they died of addiction. Oh, well, that's not like somebody dying of cancer, can be the perception of some. I mean, I do think that's changing, but I think we still have a lot of work to do to know that this was somebody's child, mother, brother, father, sister, friend, coworker, the same as it is if we lose somebody to cancer or to an accident. It's the same person, and it's the same loss.
As overdose deaths increase, Mitrokostas says some families are using their loved ones' obituaries to talk about their addiction problems. They're pushing back against any stigma, hoping that the information may help another family.
To take that chance that you will be judged or that your loved one will be judged takes enormous courage.
Sometimes it's children who feel the stigma of shame or scorn. Mitrokostas says in one Cape Cod elementary school last year, 7 children lost parents to addiction. In reaction, Gosnold has placed clinicians in 15 Cape Cod schools to help the children and their peers cope.
What does the child say to their friends? How did your mother or father die? We were used to growing up and hearing, well, somebody's dad died of a heart attack, or somebody's mom had cancer, or somebody died in an accident. What do you say? My dad died of a drug overdose. And how is that reacted to? Or if kids hear that, how does it make the child feel that lost their parent?
Outside Falmouth's Recreation Center, Samantha Mueller watches her 2-year-old daughter play on the jungle gym. In 2011, Mueller lost her 16-year-old brother Jack to a drunk driver. Then, last year, she lost her other brother, Alva Pearsall, or Squig as he was called, to a heroin overdose. Now, she's desperate to keep her daughter safe.
It's scary. My kid, she just turned 2, and It gets me emotional, actually, just thinking about it.
Out of her grief, Mueller started a youth advisory group called Jack's Pact. The idea is to highlight the positive things kids do in the community and bring awareness to the issues of drunk driving and addiction. The goal is to save as many young people as she can.
That's like what we're all trying to figure out, right? Is how do we prevent, like really prevent substance abuse or dependence anyway? And I just hope that my kid can, you know, learn from my husband and I, my family. We talk about Uncle Squig. We talk about Uncle Jack.
This is how some people react to an overdose death. They talk about it. Like Mueller with Jack's Pact, Rachel Tinney started a group of her own called the Open Doorway of Cape Cod. Both women are pushing through their grief and past any stigma in order to reach out, start new organizations, and do what they can to make things better. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.